Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also the live video stream. It is the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. On a Monday. Oh, yeah, Motown Monday. That's Carrie Lockie. Carrie, what's going on? You good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Cold, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Going to get colder.
What's it going to be tonight here in South Central Texas?
It's about 33. Hill Country will be freezing tomorrow night. We will definitely be below freezing.
To get away from that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't move here to be freezing. Happen.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
So bundle up. How cold must it be elsewhere if it's that cold here?
I know. I talked to my mom this morning. She said it was snowing in Oklahoma this morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
It's early for us, too. I think it's a little early for us to be this cold.
But it is. But next week is supposed to be really good for Thanksgiving week, isn't it?
Yes, supposed to. Yes.
That, of course, can all change. There's a lot going on. Hey, Carrie, if you don't mind, off the top here, just tell me who won the senatorial and gubernatorial races in Florida. Help me out here.
Well, we still don't know.
I wasn't paying attention over the weekend.
Counting, and we've got lawsuits.
No,
and
been 6 days.
Back and forth. No.
They got to know by now, don't they?
No, they don't. No. Not even close.
By the way, we're on all 3 hours. We'll be on WHLO in Akron, Ohio tonight. We appreciate Keith and the great folks there trusting us to take you home and get you into your evening in Akron. Great city. We've been on there for a long time. We were on like at 1 o'clock in the morning or something for a while, but now we're live and you're going to get all 3 hours. So deal with it. Girl, deal with it. So that's how we do. There is a PAGS parody today.
Uh-huh.
Called Steal the Vote.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's an obvious, choice. I mean, what's going on in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
So are the races still really up in the air in Georgia, too, the gubernatorial race there?
Yes,
I believe so. Or is Stacey Abrams just pretending like she still has a chance, but really doesn't?
I don't know what the deal is, but, yeah, that hasn't been decided yet either.
Now, in Broward County, Florida, and I guess Palm Beach County is having an issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they border each other. They're both Democrat counties. They just keep on finding votes. Hey, Carrie, maybe you can help me with this, because you're a journalist and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe help me out here.
Hmm.
If one were to find missing votes, wouldn't it make sense that you find votes from both parties?
Yes. Yes.
Is it me, or does it appear as though they're only finding votes for the Democrats?
I don't think it's you. That's what it appears to be.
No, come on. It has to be me.
Democrat ballots. No.
They're only finding Democrat ballots. Now, I will have Laura Loomer on at the bottom of this hour. Laura Loomer is an independent journalist who is out there getting it done, asking hard questions of this Brenda Snipes, who destroyed a bunch of ballots before she was legally allowed to, yet for some reason, after the 2016 election, for some reason she was allowed to just stay on the job as the supervisor of elections in Broward. She asked questions, Laura did, of the lawyer for the DNC or for the Democrats down there. Why would Brenda Snipes still be allowed to oversee when she was, so corrupt as she was after 2016? Of course, the lawyer did not agree that she was corrupt, although legally it seems as though she was. Why is it that we're only finding Democrat ballots? Did you hear they found a bunch of provisional ballots in the trunk of an Avis rent-a-car at the airport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it did. So we'll have Laura on to talk about everything she's uncovered. She's going to continue to stay on it down there and ask the questions that the legacy media won't ask. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if she wears it as a badge of honor or something else. But Fox News called her an activist the other day. I don't know. I think Laura sometimes can be louder than the rest and sometimes persistent to a point where people are a little uncomfortable by it. But I don't think that she's an activist. She's somebody who's actually asking journalistic questions. The questions are actually journalism. Why would this woman be allowed to oversee an election after what she did after 2016? That's a valid question. Why is it that you can't give us a real answer to the question, how many ballots are still out there? How many ballots left to be counted? Not how many Democrat ballots, not how many Republican ballots, that you can't know. But how many actual ballots are left? I don't know. How can the supervisor of elections not know that answer? And again, Laura does not back off. We'll have her at the bottom of the hour. Very interesting conversation. Colleon Noir, hour number two. He's from NRA TV. He's got a great series that he's got on NRA TV. And we're going to talk to him about that, including ridiculous gun laws in cities around the country. Today, he's going to focus on Albany, New York. So we'll talk about that as well. So, in other words, Carrie, a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Oh, and your buddy there, Hillary. It looks like she's going to run for president again.
Mm-hmm. Heard that.
You guys aren't tight anymore?
No, we were never tight. Out,
you?
No.
No?
Not
you
buddies.
And Hill?
No. I mean,
4 years for Hill. No. 4 years for Bill. 4 years for Hill. That was the saying around the White House back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she still thinks that, that she's allowed. Mm-hmm. I'm a little shocked because her health does not appear to be what it needs to be to go on a campaign trail again. She's, to me, it seems kind of obvious she's hiding something under these tents that she's wearing. And in the last election, which would have been 4 years earlier, by 2020, she was just out-campaigned. President Trump outdid her on the campaign trail. She would disappear for a week or two on end. Just didn't have the stamina to get it done. But I guess she thinks she's going to some, I guess, three times a charm? You just keep on losing, sure. Just keep on trying? Is that how we do it?
Right, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it. But it seems to me she thinks she still is the right person. Bless her soul. So we've got all that. And then some. Do you have the very latest out of Florida? Have you got a news story just outlining the very latest?
Yes. This one is from the Washington Post. Lawsuits and accusations flew Monday in a recount battle in Florida with Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat, calling on Republican Governor Rick Scott, his opponent, to recuse himself from overseeing the process, and a judge ruling there was no evidence of voter fraud, even as President Trump alleged without evidence that ballots were missing and forged. Recounts in Florida's races for governor, Senate, and agriculture commissioner were ordered Saturday due to tight margins in the votes and immediately became the focus of lawsuits by candidates. On Monday, State Judge Jack Tudor ruled against a request by Scott that ballots and machines in closely watched Broward County not in use in the recount be impounded. Tudor said there was no evidence of voter fraud and that Brenda Snipes, the county election supervisor, needs to be allowed to do her job and finish the count. The judge also appeared to admonish the Scott team for suggesting voter fraud without offering evidence of it. Everything the lawyers are saying out there at the elections office is being beamed out across the country. We should be careful what we say, Tudor said. These words mean things these days, as everybody in the room knows. Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted the results from the night of the November 6th election should stand, ending victories to Scott and to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in the gubernatorial contest. The Florida election should be called in favor of Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, and at large numbers of new ballots showed up out of nowhere, and many ballots are missing or forged. The president said in a tweet that misstated what Florida officials have concluded. An honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected must go with election night. Now, under state law, ballots from overseas and military voters have until Friday to arrive to be counted. Election administrators are racing against the clock to machine recount ballots ahead of a Thursday deadline to present their findings, with many of the state's 67 counties beginning the task Sunday. A more logistically complicated hand recount could follow.
There you go. Let's recount them by hand. That'll work. How is it possible in 2018 America we're actually facing this again? Yeah. That we faced in 2000. How is it that that's happening? How is that even freaking possible? I don't even get it. I don't even understand how that's even possible. I believe people are trying to steal a vote. And they're not even being tricky about it. You know what I mean? I would see, if they were being tricky about it, I'd be like, well, at least you gave it the old college try. But they're not. We're only finding ballots for the Democrats. The Democrats are gaining every time we find ballots. We're leaving ballot boxes in trunks of cars. We want to count every provisional ballot. A provisional ballot is a ballot that you're given. If you go vote and you can't prove who you are, and you've got a certain amount of time to prove who you are, and suddenly a ton of provisional ballots are there. A provisional ballot is something that's very rare. Suddenly there are just dozens and dozens and hundreds and thousands of them. It's nuts, man. It is. They're not even trying to hide what they're trying to do. It is crazy to me. So when we come back, we'll have the PAGS parody, which is steal the vote. I'll give you a hint, Carrie. Steal the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal the vote, baby. Steal the vote. Get it? Right, they didn't really? You didn't get it?
I think I know.
All right.
I think.
And I got to tell you, I put my heart, my soul into it yesterday, listened to it back today, and thought to myself, this just isn't very good.
We'll be the judge of that.
That's what we're facing today.
Nice.
So as usual, if you love it, I'll play it again. If you don't like it, shut your face. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Yeah, they're not even trying to hide what they're doing in Florida. It, to me, is obvious. So we want your thoughts on that as well on the Joe PAGS Show. Stay here.
Joe PAGS.
It's a Motown Monday. Glad to have you, the Joe PAGS Show. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. By the way, the most important story of the day is going to be that it's Gia's birthday. Gia is my 10-year-old daughter. We adopted from China. She is an absolute darling. We love her to death. She had just a great birthday today. She's an incredible little dancer. She's smart as can be. She is just amazing to be around. Speaks the language better than I do, Carrie. That's just true. She's smart like that.
Yep.
And just all smiles. Just big, fat, smiley face, and she's having a great day.
Good.
Happy 10th birthday to Gia Wea Bia Dia. We love you very, very much. I love you, baby. And I'm looking forward to spending some time when we get off tonight. I will not have cake, though.
Oh, no? Not a little piece?
Although, from what I understand, the cake is pretty damn good. Not going to have any cake. Mm. But see, I'm not really a sweets guy, so... That's not going to be that hard. Now, if it was like a big piece of salty something, I probably at that point would want to have some. So there you go. Yeah, happy birthday, Gia. We love you like crazy. Okay. Those of you who have been listening to my show for a long time, you believe Gia's 10?
I know. Isn't that crazy how fast that goes?
The heck is that all about? What the heck?
And how old was she when you went to get her?
2.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've had her for 8.5 years now. Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
Or 7.5 years.
Love it.
Almost 8 years, yeah. So, yeah, she's amazing. We love her like crazy, and I cannot believe she's 10. She's an amazing child. We're very, very lucky. We're blessed by God. 888-941-PAGS. It will not be a blessing for you to hear what you're about to hear, but I do it for the people. This is what I want you to remember. On a parody like this one, what I want is for the people to remember that I do this out of love. I do this for them, and don't be Mr. and Mrs. Critical. I don't need your attitude. You know what I'm saying?
We can be. I'm going to be critical.
But what's happening in South Florida is not unlike what happened in 2000. Some people are reporting that Broward County tried to steal the election in 2000 for Al Gore. It's not true. It was Palm Beach County that screwed up. But they're right next to each other. And with all this in mind, I did a PAGS parody. And again, it's 888-941-PAGS. If you want to tell me how great it was and you want to hear it again, I'm listening. If you want to call in and tell me that it sucked and that you'd never want to hear it again, yeah, I don't have time for you.
You need to listen to those people,
Call Carrie Lockie at 555-CARI.
Yes, I will take your complaints.
That's what you do. She'll take the complaints down and let me know about it later. All right, here's a little something. A little PAGS parody I like to call Steal the Vote. Oh, yes. You know I was going there. It's not as good as I thought it was.
So I'd like to know where...
You're welcome.
You got the notion.
It's a lot of annoying harmony.
I'd like to know where you got the notion. To steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Election is over.
Steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
I'm going to dance anyway, though, Carrie. I think it's worthy. Everybody, let's go now.
Ever since election day was done, the left has freaked out over who had won.
It freaked out.
They try to figure out how they could cheat.
That's what they're doing.
Finding ballots here and there again, as many as they need.
Come on now, get in that groove.
Our vote is not a thing that's in motion. We all stood in line and punched the ballot. by this commotion.
It's just not good. It's really not. I don't know. Come on.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Let's go.
Don't steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Don't tip the box over.
Steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Wow. Whoa, what?
Every other county got it right. Election day became election night. It's simple, really, all you have to do. Put the ballots in the slot and let them go through.
Everybody, come on now. I don't know what you're doing.
The vote is sacred to our nation. So you can count them and report them without that hesitation.
Nobody's going to want to hear this again, I think.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Come on, chair dancing? No? Nothing?
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Come on now.
To steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Count all those ballots.
Steal the vote.
That Snipes is no good.
Steal the vote.
Why does she still work there?
Steal the vote.
It's highway robbery.
Steal the vote.
Sunshine State, my ass.
Steal the vote. What?
What's up with you, Broward?
Steal the vote.
Don't be election coward.
Steal the vote.
You know Gillum lost it.
Steal the vote.
Tired of this bullshit. Hey, wait a second.
Love will be DeSantis.
Steal the
Dems
vote.
Pray like a mantis.
Steal the vote. Get it? They pray like a mantis? That might be the best line of the entire thing.
Ooh.
Dems pray like a mantis. Come on,
wow.
Carrie. Come on, give it up. Want to hear it again right now?
No.
Should I play it again right now?
No.
I don't even think we have to vote. I think the people want to hear it again.
To go in the vault right
really?
Now.
Like, so, you know what? That took me like 3 hours, like 4 hours to do that harmony.
That's
and all
insane.
That. What,
that's
Polo,
a waste
what?
Of time.
So I have a question. You know it's
what?
Bad. We know it's bad.
Right. Right. If so you say.
If the listeners don't think it's bad, shouldn't that finally tell you something? That no matter
it tells
what
you that the listeners actually have really good ears
no,
on.
No, it'll show
it tells
you that
the
no
listeners care
you do,
and you people don't.
No, it's going to show that no matter what you do, they still like it.
Carrie, yes or no?
No.
Sam, yes or no?
Yes.
Duh.
Oh my
Polo,
God.
Yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say yes, so it's 2-2. I don't know.
Come on. It's always going to be 2-2.
It's 2-2.
No.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2. It is 2-2.
You should say
you
no.
You said
at
yourself
Joe Talk Show.
It was
the phone
so
lines
bad.
Are booked. Phone lines are booked at Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow, on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show. If you want to hear it again, let me know. If you don't, listen, I'll listen to you.
It's a dog.
And if it's
Joe.
Not overwhelming, if it's not, what?
It's
if it's
a
not
dog.
Overwhelmingly, dude, I'm telling you, I will listen to the listeners.
It's rough.
You've got good ears on you. Carrie's just a pain in the ass. Sam says yes. I say yes because I know the effort I put into for the people. 3 hours of that with three,
that
four, five part
took
harmonies.
You 3 hours? That
it
took
did.
You 3 hours. Wow.
It did. Don't you hear the overdubbing and the voicing that I did on that? Maybe I should play it again right now.
Listened.
You weren't listening
no,
very well.
No, oh, I man. Listened. No. I don't need to hear that again. Wow.
AJ, I don't want to leave you holding AJ. I've only got about a minute, man. Make it happen.
Big time Motown. Go back.
Come on.
Hey, but first of all, wait, happy birthday to the little one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
All right, Stuart. And now, hey, you know what? As bad as things going in Broward County, I guess you better play it again because, brother, they need it. They need it bad over there because they about the worst I ever seen in this country.
I'm sorry, AJ. Was that a yes? Was that a yes, AJ? I
that couldn't hear you. That was a big time yes.
See, Carrie? See, Polo? Shut your faces.
And make it for Broward County. That's what you do. Make it for them, boy, I tell you.
Absolutely.
And Palm Beach, all them crooks over there. I tell you, big time Motown, this is a joke we're going through. But my problem is I wants to know where the Republican Party at. Where's the outcry? You do it, Sean do it, Rush do it, everybody out crying. But we ain't got no help from the people we elected to put up in that bad boy. Yeah, I get it a little excited because I know they're trying to cheat the dirty rat.
We got to go, brother.
I'm telling you.
I love you like crazy. Let's talk again later this week. All right, we love AJ from Houston. Got to go. Laura Loomer when we come back. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Mm-hmm.
Great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back my friend Laura Loomer. She's an incredible independent reporter, and she's doing some really incredible work in South Florida right now. Laura, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm watching these reports that you're putting out. I'm retweeting them. I'm liking them. I want everybody to see them. And you're uncovering some stuff in this election in South Florida, Broward County specifically, where this woman, Snipes, shouldn't be anywhere near an election. She's the supervisor of elections. Do me a favor. Tell my listeners and my viewers what it was that you said to the Democrat lawyer. You asked him some very pertinent, very direct questions about her.
Yeah, so there's a guy by the name of Leonard Samuels, and he's currently serving as the counsel for the Democrat Party of Florida. And when I saw him inside the room where they were counting the ballots, I asked him simply, I said, do you think that it's ethical for Brenda Snipes, a woman who's been found in the past to have destroyed ballots, to be in charge of counting the ballots in this election? Don't you think that's corruption or fraud, the definition, right, when you destroy ballots? He goes, oh, no, that's not the definition of fraud. I don't think that's fraud or corruption. So you have the guy who's literally being paid by the Democrat Party of Florida to represent them in this recount process in Broward County, Florida, and he says that it's not fraud or corruption to destroy ballots.
Well, he also tried to say that, yeah, but that was a long time after the election. It wasn't a big deal. There's a law in Florida. What is it, 22 months they have to hold on to them?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the technicalities of the law, but the fact of the matter is the technicality shouldn't matter. It's the fact that she was serving as a supervisor of elections and she destroyed ballots and was found by Democrats and Republicans and even admitted herself to destroying these ballots.
Right.
So any woman or any person who destroys ballots should not be in charge of overseeing any type of election.
Can Governor Rick Scott, who's running for Senate, so he's got an interest here, does he have the ability as the governor to remove her? What's the process to get her out of there? She shouldn't be supervising anything.
He does, but he should have done it 2 years ago when she destroyed the ballots. I don't know why Rick Scott waited so long, and he's now paying the consequences for his refusal or inability or I don't know what it was to remove her. And a lot of people are pissed about this. And I really want to know, you know, everyone's complaining about Brenda Snipes, but why didn't Governor Scott remove her when he had the chance, right? And you see this happening across the country in many of these races where the Republicans just seem to not really be fighting as hard as they should, or they're kind of allowing the Democrats to get away with sabotaging the election process. And we're seeing it take place in Arizona. We're seeing it take place in Florida and Georgia as well.
Independent journalist Laura Loomer. Follow her, lauraloomer.com. That is your .com, right?
LauraLoomer.us.
LauraLoomer.us. Also follow her at Laura Loomer on Twitter, where you've now been, you know, reestablished. Twitter's probably angry that they put you back in place on the day after the election. They didn't see all this coming. Can you tell me what it was that was found in a rent-a-car and what you uncovered about who rented that car?
Yeah, so I've been on the ground here in Broward County just going from event to event and kind of following up on leads. And yesterday when I was leaving the Andrew Gillum event at the Mount Olive Baptist Church, I got a tip from someone saying that an Avis employee at the Avis Rent-A-Center, Rent-A-Car at the airport in Fort Lauderdale found two boxes of a box marked provisional ballots with the Broward County Supervisor of Elections information on it in the back of a rental car.
Just, wow.
And then the person who was last driving the car was a Broward County employee. So I was letting it sit for a minute, and I thought, all right, I'm going to wait till I get some leads on this and then head over there. And then all of a sudden, I heard all these sirens, and I got a report that said that the Broward County Sheriff's Office was on their way to the Fort Lauderdale Airport because of a bomb threat. So I thought to myself,
come on.
Oh, my God, these ballots were reported 2 hours ago, and now all of a sudden there's a bomb threat. They're totally trying to cover this up with some type of deep state operation. I got to blow the whistle on this. So I did, and I went over there to investigate, and long and behold, there was no bomb threat. There was no suspicious package. The only thing that they said was suspicious, right? Well, they alluded to some suspicious package, but they failed to mention the fact that the only thing that they were called to respond to was this box of labeled provisional ballots.
And by the way, if you say it's a bomb scare or some sort of a suspicious package, that's an easy way to keep the journalists away, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, because you have an excuse to not let them in, because you can say, oh, well, we're evacuating the area. And that's what they tried doing. But I had already been working the story, like I said, for 2 hours prior to this even happening. So people were already on their way to go check it out and get some videos and pictures. And then the airport just happened to, I guess, go on lockdown because of the Broward Sheriff's Office. So not only did they lie about the bomb threat because there wasn't a bomb threat, but they said that they were walking down the airport, and on the video you can see the Avis employees just walking around and people going into the Avis store, and obviously the airport isn't being evacuated, or it wasn't evacuated. Yeah. So it kind of begs the question, did Sheriff Scott Israel take advantage of this situation and call in a false alarm intentionally and use his power as sheriff to say that they were investigating a bomb threat to cover up the fact that a Broward County box marked provisional ballots was found dumped in a rental car?
It is Laura Loomer, lauralumer.us, L-A-U-R-A-L-O-O-M-E-R. All right, so Brenda Snipes was asked very directly by journalists, you and others, how many ballots are there left to count? The supervisor of elections wasn't asked how many Democrat votes, how many Republican votes, just how many ballots do you still have outstanding that you still want to count? She didn't have an answer. How is that appropriate?
It's not appropriate, and it's one of the questions that I asked her myself when I confronted her, and I said, you know, do you really think you're qualified to be overseeing this ballot count given the fact that you destroyed ballots? And she doesn't want to answer questions. She didn't even show up to her own press conference, which I attended. And, you know, I seem to be one of the only journalists there who, you know, has enough willpower and, you know, enough drive and determination to actually ask a question. And then all these reporters, including Fox News, they got pissed off because they were saying, oh, well, you didn't give people a chance to answer a question. Like, if you want to ask a question, then you better step up and ask a question, because these people are, you know, total bottom feeders. They're representing Brenda Snipes. They're lying. They're trying to act like factual information is a conspiracy. The fact that she destroyed ballots in the past, they're trying to convince people that this woman isn't corrupt, despite the fact that she is very corrupt and admitted so on both the Democrat and Republican side of the aisle. And you got to raise your voice if you want to ask a question. And it's just incredible. It's like watching a bunch of people comatose, because you go into these press conferences or in the room and they're just totally complicit. They're just listening to the lawyer spew off his lies about how it's not fraud or corruption to destroy a ballot. And they're like, okay. You can't just accept an answer. Sometimes you have to challenge these people.
No, I hear you. And in a case like this, it certainly is appropriate. It's Laura Loomer, lauralumer.us, or at Laura Loomer on Twitter. Let me ask you this. Why is it that whenever they find extra ballots or whenever they do a recount, it always seems to help out the Democrat?
Well, because that's what they're doing. They're collecting provisional ballots, right? And for people who don't know what a provisional ballot is, you don't even have to show ID to vote with a provisional ballot. A provisional ballot is a piece of paper that is supposed to count as a vote. And it's for same-day registration. It's for same-day voting if you don't fill out your process. So it's the way that Democrats take advantage of the voting system so that they can get illegals and dead people and other people who shouldn't be voting, like non-citizens, on the polls, of course. And that's what's happening. And we're seeing this all across the country. And it's pretty evident that people are harvesting ballots, whether they be absentee ballots or provisional ballots, because how is it that all these ballots are all of a sudden just popping up together? It seems like a widespread scheme.
It's a great question. Also, Nelson himself and I believe the Gillum campaign have both said every ballot that was cast should be counted. In essence, they're saying if there are illegal votes, so what? Count them.
Well,
did I get that right?
The lawyers for the Democrat Party of Florida were even asked, even the non-citizens, even the illegal voters, and they said, yes, count every vote.
In what world? It's against the law. What are they talking about?
It's against the law. You can't vote if you're... And you know what? I have a video that I'm actually going to be releasing right after I get off this call with you. I'm doing this kind of impromptu because I'm on my way to Broward County right now for a follow-up event this evening.
Right.
But I have a video, and a non-citizen who is a legal resident, he's an immigrant from Peru, he actually came up to me and was like, hey, I'm a Trump supporter, but I can't vote because obviously, you know, I'm not a citizen, but I'm a legal resident. And I just want to show you this text message I got 30 minutes prior to the polls closing on election day. The Democrats were sending him and other non-citizens messages telling them to go vote with a provisional ballot.
Whoa. I mean, that's huge. So in essence, just so people understand, and we have provisional voting here in Texas, too. But if you go to the ballot, you can't prove who you are. You still get to vote, and you have to prove it within a certain amount of time who you are. What you're telling me and what I'm hearing you say and what I've heard others say down there is I can bring you a box of 5,000 provisional ballots. And if you don't check them, signatures and whether they're eligible to vote, those 5,000 votes will be counted.
Yeah, and that's what they want. I mean, okay, this is how it works. If you walk in, and I actually did a video when I was in New York when I was working with Project Veritas that perfectly illustrates this. They do it in New York as well. I went in a burqa to show how there is an issue with having no voter ID. And I went in and I said, oh, I want Uma Abedin's ballot, right? And I was in a burqa. And they offered me a provisional ballot to fill out in Uma Abedin's name, despite the fact that, you know, she was Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman. I mean, that's how easy it is, right? These people are so stupid who are overseeing the polls, and they have no idea what's going on. And you can even, James O'Keefe has done this a million times, where he asked for Eric Holder's ballot, a lot of high-profile people, and then these officials just give you the ballots. Those are provisional ballots.
It's absolutely crazy. So, last question. I know that you're on the road and you're on the way to go to another meeting in Broward, and thank you for doing this. The last question has to be this. This is so obvious what they're trying to do. It's so incredibly obvious. They're actually saying in public, in front of a throng of reporters, and only you're asking the hard questions, we are cheating and we're going to keep cheating until we win this election. Why aren't more people actually asking them the obvious questions? I mean, whether you want to use the word challenge or not, doesn't really matter. Here's the simple part. I see that Gillum lost and that Nelson lost. We see that the ballots were all counted in every county, even bigger counties than yours, but you can't seem to get it right. We know that your SOE is a corrupt person who destroyed ballots. Why do you think we're just going to buy this? Why isn't anybody asking him that? I mean, it's really simple.
Well, I'm asking them that, but then people like Fox News and, you know, conservative media that is really controlled opposition is trying to slam me and make it sound like I'm a protester. But people are actually asking these questions.
Well, they actually called you an activist. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. They know what you're doing there.
Yeah, but any normal person who isn't trying to sabotage President Trump or sabotage the Republican Party knows that my question is very legitimate.
Right.
And so I think that I tweeted this today. I think that there are people in the GOP who actually want the Republicans to lose the Senate. I really do think that there are people in the GOP who want to lose the Senate
Stop Trump?
Yeah, to stop Trump, because I think that there are people who hate him that much that they're like, whatever, I'm just willing to sacrifice Republican seats, which is why you're not really seeing a lot of people fight as hard as they should in Florida or fight as hard as they should in Arizona or even Georgia. And it really makes you wonder. I mean, are some of these people just hoping that the Republicans lose these Senate seats or the, you know, governorship so that the Democrats have more seats and more power to overrule Republicans and impeach Trump? I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking today. I think it's a valid point and a valid concern, because I just don't feel like people are fighting hard enough. I don't know why they're being so weak. And I don't think that that's a stretch, because a lot of people would agree with me that it doesn't really seem like the GOP is doing much to help these candidates out.
I think you're doing incredible work, Laura. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us. It's lauralumer.us. That's her website. Go and support her there, or at Laura Loomer on Twitter. Laura, thanks a million. Let's keep in contact.
Great. Thanks.
Back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Laura Loomer is out there. She's on the job, and she's getting it done. She's finding out information that the legacy media is not reporting, and she's going to continue to do that. We'll continue to talk to her, and I retweet her stuff all the time. It's at Laura Loomer on Twitter. They took away her verification badge. I guess they thought that would slow her down, and actually banned her from Twitter until the day after the election. I mean, it's just so obvious. Again, like it's so obvious in South Florida what they're trying to do. It's obvious that Twitter wanted to get her out of the mix before the election, but she's back up and running now. She's doing incredible investigative reporting down there, and we certainly will continue to talk to her about what's happening in Broward County. Meantime, I'm going to tell you about Super Beats. Super Beats is a great help for you. When you get older, your body stops making enough of the miracle molecule we call nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a great molecule that helps your blood pressure, your circulation, your blood flow, your cardiovascular system. And as we get older, we start losing our energy because we're not producing as much of this naturally as we need to. Super Beets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-rich beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. It's a powder form. You put it in your drink in the morning, it gets you going, gives you a great boost. And I'm talking about real, healthy, natural energy. So why not give it a shot? Why not see if this will help you? I do it in the morning. You should as well. Get a hold of them, 1-800-516-8389, or go online, JoeLovesBeats.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. Free shipping, too, with your first purchase. Get a hold of them. Boost your nitric oxide, 800-516-8389, or go online, JoeLovesBeats.com. Do it right now. Carrie, how do you think the vote's going on the song?
I'm going to say the majority want to hear it again.
I mean, they really want to hear it again. Really, now, they're showing me love. They're showing me love for the lyrics. They're showing love for the rhyme. They want me to dedicate it to Broward County, which is what I thought I did, but we can certainly do that again. Mm-hmm. As a musician listening to it, I know what I tried to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I pulled it off, but if the listeners want to hear it again, who am I?
So,
what?
I'm just curious, because of the whole topic of what it's even about. Could there be some fake ballot voting here?
Just stop it.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you knock it off?
I demand a recount before you play it again.
The words alone have the people begging for more. I beg you. Even a guy said he didn't like you, wanted to hear it again.
Really? I don't. Why? Why?
It might be to bother you two, because they know the, no, the couple of H8Rs.
Come on. A
couple of H8Rs is what you are.
It was bad.
Haters gonna hate, and if people want to hear it again. Listen, the lyrics rocked. I got it done, made it happen, had 5 and 6 different voices. It sounded bad, but it's in there, and we're getting it done. Because, I've got the words right here. I'll live do it. I'll do it live. Probably be even better than that without all those voices. You know why I have to overdub the voices like that? Let's see if you pay any attention. Because, the background singers are singing Rock the Boat.
Oh.
So I have to sing over them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know.
I have to cover that up.
My vote's still going to be, let's put that one in the vault. They've heard it once. Let them.
Right.
Let them.
Well, although they should listen all 3 hours, some people only listen here and there. Uh-huh. And the people getting on now are like, well, I missed the parody. I can't not have the parody.
But can't you later put it on your website and they can go and listen to it?
I can. After I play it 7 times on the air, I can put it on my website. Yes. That's the rule. I have to play it 7 times.
Oh.
By the way, the Beto. That parody, thousands and thousands of hits. People are loving that one over there.
See, I voted for that one. Yeah.
Well, you did. You did, because that one, I'll admit it, that one was better.
Mm-hmm. But this one still
somehow gets it done. I said this is not as good as I thought it was going to be. I didn't say it was bad, I don't think.
Oh, well, I thought you did. I thought you kind of
agreed. Let me quickly go to Alex in San Antonio. Alex, what's on your mind? Let's go.
Hey, Joe, Pags.
Hey.
You killed me with the praying mantis part. I don't know.
Thank you.
I was loving it up until that point.
Oh, come on. That was pretty good. Come on.
It actually was. It was.
Thank you.
It was cute.
Thank you.
All right. So I was a poll watcher on Tuesday. Okay. And I, one of the things you can't do, you can't talk to voters and you can't really talk to the judges other than, kind of just, in passing. So I had a chance to read the procedures. Okay. The procedure is when voting is over, at 7 o'clock, and if there's more people in line, they get to vote, but you mark it, boom, you're done, no more votes. They're put into a cage, literally into a locked cage, taken to election headquarters. And then
I got to go. Hold on a second. We got to continue with that guy when we come back. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. All right, it's a Motown Monday. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. Carrie, what's going on? You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Getting her done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sue writes me, and Sue says, as a singer, I recognize the work you did on the parody. Proud of you, Joe. But when you're off key on a note, I do cringe. Well, see, that never happens, so good thing you never have to cringe. Only Sam can hear a good thing when she hears it. The other two, not going to spell their names wrong like last time, are party poopers. So, I mean, if I were ever off on a note,
I would say I hear you. A couple of times. You've been off.
I don't think so.
I think you have.
No, I'm going to disagree with you. I think that you're tone deaf.
No, no.
TDC, so. Tone Deaf Carry. Pretty sure that's so. The way not that true. Goes. Mm-mm. But I bring it for the people. I bring it for the people. Mm. Glad to be on Newsmax TV as well. Now, you guys missed the parody last hour. Jesse, Jake, all the great folks back at Newsmax TV. If you want to, maybe get some Broward County vote shenanigans video going, because I might have to play the parody again. Now, I wasn't going to do this on TV, but can I be honest, Carrie? The rudeness from you and Polo actually is pushing me to play it this hour again.
Being rude, we're your friends, and we're being honest with you. Wouldn't you prefer
I don't, than us lying to you? Can I be honest? Hmm. Not very friend-like to always attack. Always being on the attack.
always attacking. Come on.
I don't think that's the right way to go.
You even agree. That was bad.
No, Carrie, I never said it was bad. No, what I said was, let me say it again. Because you obviously don't have as Judge Judy would say, you don't have your listening ears on.
Uh-huh.
You got two ears and one mouth for a reason, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Judge Judy. Okay.
That's what she says. I don't know. Where did your father send you to law school? She says that one a lot, too. So what I said was, I did the parody yesterday. And thought to myself, man, that's awesome. And then I listened back to it today and I went, whoa, not as good as I thought it was. I never said it's bad.
Okay, all right.
There are two parodies in the history of PAG's parodies that have been vaulted before they ever aired. They were so bad.
Oh,
and in that one, which Sue did not hear, I was about a half step too low in my singing. I was like, wow, why did I think that was in tune?
Pretty bad, huh? Yeah, that.
So we have that for you, which is nice. By the way, it's also Gia's birthday. She's 10 today. Posted a couple pictures over at Instagram. Just go to Joe Talk Show on Instagram, Joe Talk Show on Instagram, and you'll see a couple of pictures of her with her birthday presents and her cake. And we love her to death. She's just a great little kid, great daughter. And happy birthday, Gia. Also, and I haven't posted it yet. I may post it later. I tried the 120s again today in the gym.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and?
I'm looking to see if my arms will fall off. I think that's what I'm trying to do. I'm looking to see if my body will just cut itself in half. I was not shaking like the last video, but again, I don't get them cleanly. What I'm going to say is this. I'll say, and again, I'm 52, and I'm kicking, you know, young guys' rear ends in the gym, no problem. But my age doesn't matter to me. I still want to be able to do this, and I want to be able to do it cleanly. In the day, I could do it easily. I'm going to claim one rep. Although it's not really as good as it could be. And my good friend Jill Mills, world's strongest woman, amazing lady, said, well, did anybody touch you on the rep? And I said, well, yes. And she said, well, then it doesn't count. I'm going to count it.
She's right. Jill's
I'm gonna push back on that, and I'm going to count it. But I may post that before the end of the show as well. Again, Instagram is, I try to use Instagram differently. It's not really about politics and stuff. Instagram for me is family pictures, my dogs, my cars, and hey, everybody, look at me. Those are the, Carrie actually said I have to use the hashtag, hey, everybody, look at me. What I post a gym picture. Yes. So, yeah, we tried the 120 dumbbells again today. And again, I did three sets with the 100s. I did it cleanly, 10 reps each. For some reason, an extra 20 pounds in every hand. Is killing me. So I'll post that later on. We have this thing going on in Broward County. Because, Carrie, a lot of these deadlines were last Friday, weren't they?
That's right. Or Saturday, I believe. There was another one Saturday.
So Friday, some on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And here we are on Monday. We still don't know who
still
the hell
counting.
Won.
Still counting, yeah, apparently.
Everybody's suing everybody. You've got people down there whose names you would probably know because they were involved with Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Democrats have swarmed South Florida. The Republicans are trying to fight back as well, and they need to send even more lawyers in. But again, as they find more ballots, somehow, some way, they're all Democrat ballots, and we still don't know who won the state of Florida when it comes to Senate, although Rick Scott, the current governor, is leading. Bill Nelson, the incumbent, Bill Nelson's been there way too long, and Rick Scott will be a great senator, and we don't know who the governor is going to be, although DeSantis, a former congressman, is leading the mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, who is alleged to be corrupt, and he was running a city that was run into the ground. Oh, plus he's a socialist. So the fact that anybody listening to me right now in Florida voted for him is still startling. The one thing I can't get, Carrie, out of anybody listening down there or listening in Georgia who voted for Abrams or listening in New York who voted for Ocasio-Cortez, they won't tell me why they voted, or listening here in Texas who voted for Beto, whose name is Robert Francis. Nobody will tell me why they voted for them. They just did. But they won't tell me why. It's very, very odd. So we had Laura Loomer on last hour, who's doing incredible reporting down there. I'll post that that video of our interview tonight when I get a chance. You're going to want to hear what she has to say, because she's uncovered a lot of things, including a trunk at the Avis at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, where I just was less than a week ago. They found provisional ballot boxes in the trunk of this Avis rental. You're seeing trucks backing up to the Supervisor of Elections office. We're not allowed to know how many ballots are still outstanding. The Democrats, in fact, want every ballot counted, even if the ballot was cast by an illegal alien. Keep all that in mind. This is all true, what I'm telling to you. And to that end, I did a PAGS parody that Carrie and Polo completely hated on. Sam, of course, great ear in music, says play it again. People listening, overwhelmingly, I'm going to say 92-93%, and not 99, like usual. I've got a couple who are against it, but 90-94% want to hear it again. So I have to listen to what my bosses, the listeners, say to me. I have to, Carrie.
You have to do it. Okay. Go ahead.
I just don't know if I should do it right now or do it later. At the bottom, Colion Noir, he is a host over at NRA TV. He's got, you know, new series coming out, and it's all about guns and gun safety and gun laws. And we talk about how it is that so many people are so confused about what the Second Amendment does and about what different firearms do and so on. So all that's going to be very interesting as well. Should I just get it out of the way now or wait till after the break? You want to do a big-time broadcast tease? And then we'll do the song?
Let's just get it out of the way, I guess.
So you want to do it now?
Yeah.
So you're like, do it now.
Might as well.
So you Let's missed that it. Song.
Get it over
you want
and
that
done
song
with.
So much.
No.
That you would like me
no,
to do it right now.
No, I did
now.
Not say that. So just get it over and done with.
Wow. I did not. Let me tell you this. I did not expect that you were this excited to hear the song
I'm
again.
I'm not. No.
Again, guys, if you've got some Broward County video, have at it, because we're gonna stop them from stealing the vote. I do dedicate this to Broward County, Florida. It's embarrassing you guys can't. Can't get rid of a corrupt lady.
So I'd like to know where.
Welcome.
You got the notion.
Listen to all those voices.
Said I'd like to know where. You got the notion.
Everybody.
To steal the vote. Don't steal the vote, baby. Steal the vote. Election is over.
Oh.
Steal the vote. Don't steal the vote, baby. Steal the vote.
It's a high note, Carrie. Stop.
Okay.
Bring it now.
Ever since election day was done.
And do a little dance.
The left is freaked out over who had won.
A little salsa.
They try to figure out how they could cheat. Finding ballots here and there again. As many as they need.
See what they're doing? As many as they need. Let's go.
Our vote is not a thing that's in motion. We all stood in line and punched the ballot. Why this commotion?
Every note is spot on. There's nothing out of tune, so shush.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Mix could be better.
Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Bring it down.
Don't steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Don't tip the box over.
Steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Why are you making that face?
I'm sorry.
Making a nice face. What are you doing?
Every other county got it right. Election day became election night.
Better than I thought it was.
It's simple, really, all you have to do. Put the ballots in the slot and let them go through.
Come on now, you know you want to sing along.
The vote is sacred to our nation. So you can count them and report them without that hesitation.
Okay, that part was rough. I'll give you that. It was rough.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Come on now.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where. You got the notion.
Come on.
To steal the vote.
Don't steal the vote, baby.
Steal the vote.
Count all those ballots.
Steal the vote. boat. That Snipes is no good.
Feel the boat.
Why does she still work there?
I don't know.
Boat. It's highway robbery.
Feel the boat.
Sunshine State, my ass.
Feel the boat.
Wait. What's up with your Broward?
Feel the boat.
Don't be election coward.
Feel the boat.
You know Gillum lost it.
Feel the boat.
Tired of his bullshit.
Hey, wait a
God
second.
God will be DeSantis.
Steal the
Dems
boat.
Pray like a mantis.
Steal the boat.
Dude, you got to admit, pray like a mantis is a pretty damn good line. Dems pray like a mantis.
Okay.
Can you just say mantis? Are you allowed to say mantis without the word praying in front of it?
I don't think so.
It's almost
not
like it's
anymore.
Not a lot in English, is it?
Mm-mm. I don't think you can.
Let me say this. Hearing it again, twice as good as I thought it was.
Really? Okay.
Twice, at least three times better than I thought it was.
All right, so we played it twice now.
We have played it twice, yes.
Lock it up.
Yes.
Lock it up.
Well, I would lock it up, and I'm probably, can I say this? I'm probably going to. Unless there's a flood of emotion from people, and there are tons of requests where the people want to hear it again, and they're like, Pags, I respect what you did on your day off for the people. If they're there, mm-hmm. Then maybe we'll go there again. Your thoughts on this disgusting, ridiculous debacle in Broward County and Palm Beach County in South Florida, what they're trying to do also in Georgia. It looks like the Democrat is going to be handed the win in Arizona. It's sick, man. And this is the same party that said it was horrific that President Trump, then candidate Trump, wasn't going to accept the election. What did you do now? What did Polo do now?
No, my husband was messaging me. He was listening in the car to that parody.
Yeah, he loved it, didn't he?
I'm you know why? Because
he's a bro.
He's a
bro.
That's a no.
No, he's a bro. Listen, Mario, just because you live with her, you don't have to kiss her rear end, okay? You can admit when there's a good song there. Don't even.
I'm telling you.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All I have to say, wow, what a Motown Monday. Carrie, you care to tell the people the truth about what your husband thought about the parody?
Apparently he liked it.
See, I don't even understand. Why would you pretend to the people, 50 million people have this available to them?
I really did. I thought, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, and I'll let Joe.
I mean, I'm watching you on the camera and you burst out laughing because you thought that he took up your side. When in reality, he took up for his bro here.
I know.
He liked it.
I cannot tell you how dismayed I am because I thought he was going to agree with me. But
I got to tell you, I want you to set it up. Now, just set it up now. What? The visit with the ear doctor. You need to set it up now.
There's nothing wrong with my ears.
Those suckers cleaned out. There's
or
something going on.
Come on now. Come on. You know.
After I played it the second time, there are people going, that might be your best parody ever. Yeah, I guess I sold myself short on that one. Maybe I shouldn't have. Turns out it was beloved. Let me get back to Alex, who's in San Antonio. Alex, at the end of last hour, you were explaining that you are a poll watcher this year on Election Day, and you were telling me how it works. So the polls close at 7 o'clock, and anybody who's still in line at 7 o'clock still gets to vote. Then what happens?
Then they lock it down. Once that last person votes,
okay.
all of the ballot boxes or the electronic boxes are put into a locked cage.
Okay.
Literally. Okay. It's a roll around cage. You lock it all up, then they have to sign off on it. Okay. So there's oversight. The election judge signs off on it. Her assistant election judge signs off on it. Then it's all in there. Then it's taken to the county precinct or the county headquarters.
Okay.
And it's taken out of there. It's signed off on. Here's your chain of evidence, if you will.
Yeah.
Here's our ballots. Okay. And it's signed off on there. It's all tabulated. And within, by the next morning, you have your results. So this election judge in Florida, Broward County.
Right.
We already know she's corrupt. Not. It's not conjecture. It's not, hey, I think she is. A judge has said, you're guilty
right.
of election fraud.
Yeah, well she, yeah, right. Okay. She destroyed ballots before she was allowed to, right.
Exactly. So my first of all, why is that? Why is that allowed? When supposedly, you know, this is the most sacred thing we have in our republic is your ability to know that your vote counts.
Right.
Okay. Or in this case, everybody's vote counts, whether you're supposed to or not. Or if we don't get the votes that we want, we'll create the votes that we want.
Well, let me ask you about provisional ballots, because that's what they're playing around with here. Mm-hmm. I know that in Texas, you can do a provisional ballot. You now have to show a voter ID, a government-issued photo ID in Texas. If you don't have one, you can fill out a provisional ballot. How do you guys go and check and make sure that provisional ballot was filled out by somebody who's allowed to vote?
Okay, well, first of all, I'll tell you, of all the people, I was in a smaller precinct, so that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I'm sure Broward County is.
Right.
However, we did not have a single provisional ballot.
And in Broward County, suddenly there are thousands of provisional ballots. Thousands of them.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
And I watched I watched very carefully, okay? The election judge, somebody would walk in, they would say, okay, well, I don't have my voter ID card or I don't have this. They would check the roll for that precinct, first of all. Hey, where do you live? What's your address? What's your previous address? If it's, I just moved. Okay,
yeah,
well, let's check the previous one. All right. So they would check. And even at that point, if they could not verify, then she would literally get on the phone and call the headquarters and say, okay, I got, you know, Joe Smith here. His previous address is this, da-da-da-da-da, and they would check to see. Now, we had several people came in that were not registered voters at all.
Right.
And they told them, you cannot vote here. You cannot vote, period. We will be happy to sign you up and register you to vote
right.
in the next election, but you can't vote today.
As somebody who does this, and Alex, I appreciate you, as somebody who does this, do you find it plausible that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of provisional ballots were misplaced, some of them found in the back of an Avis rent-a-car?
Not by accident.
Yeah.
Not from what I observed, that cannot happen. The only way that can happen is if you were culpable in committing a crime, which that is a crime.
Well, right. I mean, if you show up with a box of provisional ballots, either you stole them and put them in the back of your rent-a-car, or you created them.
That's correct. Exactly correct. Okay. Now, again, going back to this election judge. Letting this lady continue to be an election judge is kind of like letting a pedophile work at a daycare. All right? I hate to put it like that, but that's pretty much it.
Letting a bank robber be a bank teller. I mean, I see the point that you're making, and I appreciate that. Alex, I got to run here. I'm up against it again, but really good information. Yeah, why would you allow the woman to go and work somewhere where she's already shown she's completely incompetent and inept? It doesn't make any sense unless you want somebody in place that you can use to sway the outcome of an election. We're going to find out very soon what the hell's going on in Florida, but I'm glad that we've got eyes and ears on it. We're going to keep a close eye on it. Colleen Noir from NRA TV when we come back. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, also Newsmax TV. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have Colleen Noir. He is, of course, a great host from NRA TV. His show is called Noir. How are you, Colleen? How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, really appreciate having you on. I've watched only one or two of these bits from your show, and man, this stuff is amazing. I want to jump into who you are, where you came from, and how is it that you hooked up with NRE TV, and how do you know so much about firearms, man?
Well, long story short, I shot my very first gun when I was around 24, 25 years old.
Okay.
It wasn't love at first shot. It was actually terror at first shot, then love at second shot. And so after that, I kind of just dived into the whole of everything firearms related, not from a political standpoint, but more or less from a just the fascination for the science, the physics, just the overall enjoyment of just firearms in general and shooting. It wasn't until we got a couple of major mass shootings that I started to jump into the political end of the spectrum with respect to firearms. And so from there, I made a couple of videos on YouTube that went extremely viral, and here I am today.
Were you immediately the guy who wanted to know the facts and wanted to make sure that we had it right about an AR-15 or an AK this or a handgun that and semi-automatic versus automatic? Did you automatically want to know the answers, or did you jump in like so many do and say, I've got to ban everything?
Well, no, for me, I have so much in the way of information. So maybe there's a little bit of cheating in that regard for me. So I knew so much about it. So what that did was it really highlighted how much other people didn't know about it but were part of the conversation.
Yeah. And once you started hearing what people were saying, like, I'll give you an example. Friday, I had a guy call into this very show, and he was arguing with me that he wanted to get rid of Uzis, wanted to get rid of machine guns, wanted to get rid of any gun that can shoot 100 rounds in a second. And I was like, well, dude, none of that's happening. So why don't we actually talk about what's really out there? Why don't we talk about what the, well, we got to get rid of the AR-15. All right, we're talking about Thousand Oaks. Why do we have to get rid of the AR-15? Because of Thousand Oaks. Well, he might not have had one, but it's a military-style assault weapon, and we have to get rid of it. There's an indoctrination, Colion, that I'm sure this is exactly what your series is about and your show is about. There's an indoctrination out there where people like that really believe that he knows what he's talking about, but he doesn't. Now, I believe that he's a good guy that wants to solve a problem, but we have to start from a place of knowledge, don't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, what has happened is the indoctrination starts very early, and it may not be as insidious as people think it is or deliberate, but it starts from movies. That's where you get a lot of people who have a false sense of understanding what firearms are and what they can do.
Right.
And so we've been watching these movies for our entire lives now. So then you get an individual who sees a mass shooting, and then you got the media component, which I do think is as insidious as they're portrayed to be. And from that perspective, they're watching the news, they're seeing an AR-15. They're like, well, I saw that in the movie. When I saw that in the movie, the guy who got shot got blown back 18 feet. And then, right, of course, you never have to reload. So the gun shoots non-ending.
Right.
And so you get that person with a false sense of understanding, which gives them a false confidence to then get up there and challenge someone like you and I, who have a very working understanding of what guns are and how they work in real life. And then they contest our ideals and then say things like, we need to get rid of Uzis, we need to get rid of machine guns. And even though the most recent mass shooting didn't incorporate an AR-15, we need to get rid of those too, because in the movies, they're glorified almost to a mystical level,
yeah,
that can be scary to a lot of people. So they see that on a TV and it looks similar to what they saw in the movie. And it's like, oh my God, why do we have these? They only use those in the movies. The only people who use those in the movies are the military, never by civilians.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's Colion Noir. His show is on NRA TV. Go to NRATV.com and you can go see all the back episodes there, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You see all of them.
Seven. You've got to go and check these out. What's interesting about what you just said, not only are the movies doing it and have they done it forever, but then there are people like Eric Holder, who we know in 1995 said, we must brainwash kids to think guns are bad. So that means the gun that the cop has is bad. That means the gun that the military member has is bad. That means the gun that you and I carry to protect our families and ourselves and our stuff, those are bad as well. We've also indoctrinated people to believe you need two rounds in any magazine because you don't need more than two bullets to shoot a deer. How do you counterbalance that? Because people have really bought into this.
So for me, what I've learned over the time, because like I said, I wasn't exactly pro-gun before I started shooting.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, a lot of my friends are pro-gun. Now, I have a ton of friends now that are super pro-gun, but what I realized is you've got to really flip the perspective for people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't ever see themselves as the defender. They see themselves as a victim. And so, like I recently did a training session with a young lady, and she was telling me how she was scared of firearms. She hadn't really shot them before, and then they scared her. And so what I told her was, I was like, they scare you because you only see them as a thing being used to hurt you.
Right.
And I was like, once you go through this course and you start shooting and you start to understand what you can do with the firearm in terms of defending yourself, you'll become more empowered and realize, no, it's not that I'm a victim to firearms. It's now I'm in a position to defend myself against a bad person with firearms. So once you flip that perspective and allow that person to become, you put that person in the situation in real life,
right,
it really changes the narrative for them in their minds almost instantly. Because it's like, if I didn't know how to use a gun before and I didn't think I could use one to defend myself, the only way I'm going to see it is it being used by somebody else who does know how to use it against me. And so that's the way I try to kind of change the narrative is to say, you know what? You're only envisioning being shot at. You've never envisioned yourself being the defender of yourself and the people that you love.
Now, it's a great point. It's a great perspective that you can only give, though, when you have that one-on-one. You and I try to speak to the masses, and the masses really think they already know. I know the sky is yellow. You can't tell me the sky is blue. Even if we have all the proof we want on a mass level, they can blow us off because they've got all this noise from the media, from academia, from Hollywood that are saying something different. It's Colin Noir. Go and check out his show. It's on NRA TV, nratv.com. Go there and go see all the back shows. And he's got the latest episode. This is season 7, episode 9. You're actually in Albany, New York. It's my old stomping grounds. I was a television news anchor in Albany at WRGB. And it's a corrupt city. Well, the government is. I mean, the city is actually very nice. But the government's corrupt. And this one is called, what, Albany, New York, Graft City, Part 1. Fill me in.
So, With Albany, we've been doing this for pretty much the entirety of season 7. We're traveling to different cities that are known as kind of liberal safe havens, where also gun control is the rule of the day.
Yeah.
And each of these cities have very specific issues and problems in various places throughout the city. And so we thought to ourselves, well, we've been talking about the fact that the guns aren't the issue, but there are deeper issues involved that if we got to the root of those, we'd be able to solve whatever violence issues that may be going on that are affecting people in those communities. And so we decided, you know, what we're going to do with this series is take a look at that, because nobody ever really does, at least from that perspective. Anytime they talk about the violence in certain places like Southside Chicago, it's almost weird, kind of a passive glorification of it in any way, as opposed to finding a solution to it. And so what I wanted to do was say, you know what, let's go here and see, is there something deeper going on that's causing this issue or allowing this issue to thrive and flourish in a way that it shouldn't? And so with Albany, when I got to Albany, I didn't really know what to expect. But there is an underlying violence problem in Albany that largely goes ignored because it isn't New York City.
Right.
Yet they are affected by the policies that are being cast down from New York City down to them. And with regards to that, what I've noticed is it ends up affecting the people in the city who we're not worried about. And so when you get things like the SAFE Act, it's like the people who are engaging in these levels of criminal activity and violence don't care about the SAFE Act. It's not stopping them from doing anything. It stopped me from carrying a gun in the city. And keep in mind, I'm going to places where I'm not allowed to carry a firearm.
Right.
And so I'm here I am in places where I have a concealed carry license. I don't have a criminal record. Yet I'm in more danger because of the SAFE Act than I am without it.
And by the way, you would be arrested in New York if you carried your gun. I'm an LTC here in Texas. I'm allowed to carry almost anywhere. But if I go to a city like New York, I'm going to go to jail, even though I legally own this gun.
Absolutely. I mean, it even goes further than that. We went to a local gun store there in Albany, and I couldn't touch any of the handguns. I got there. I was excited. You know, you go to a gun store, it's like being a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing these guns. I'm like, oh, can I take a look at that? He's like, well, you can't actually do that because you're not a resident. So I'm not even allowed to touch.
So if you're not a resident, you can't touch a gun.
Nope.
Come on,
nope.
Man. And that makes sense. How? How is that helping the crime rate in Albany? How is that helping the crime rate in Schenectady? How's it helping the crime rate in Troy? It's not.
It's not. What it is. What it is a superficial scapegoat. It's nothing more than a scapegoat that allows the politicians and people responsible for representing the people in these places to make it seem like they're doing something, or to kind of shine a light here as a distraction so that nobody's looking at the underlying issue. There's an economic issue going on in Albany that no one's wanting to address, right? But that's a lot harder of an issue to fix. That's not something that you can stand on and say, look what I did.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for this. But what you can do, especially for people who are in vans in New York City who don't know any better, is say, I passed all of these gun control laws because I'm an awesome politician and representative for you. But they haven't really done anything to make anyone safe. There's nothing practical about it. So what ends up happening is the people who probably need the guns the most are most affected by the gun control laws because they're law-abiding citizens. Whereas a criminal, whose very definition is to break laws, will just break said laws and still use that, ironically enough, break those laws and thus continue to terrorize the surrounding communities with the violence.
His name is Colin Noir, and I want you to go check him out. He's a great host over on NRA TV, nratv.com, nratv.com. Go check out all the episodes. The latest is Season 7, Episode 9, about Albany, New York, and these ridiculous gun laws. Well, one last question, and it's a very broad question that we're not going to be able to solve, you know, today, but I certainly want your input on this. As we go forward and we see that you're right, everything you just said is right. The politician wants to say, I did something, show people what they did, vote for me, keep on giving me the power. When the people actually gave this person the power to disarm them and give them no ability to respond and defend against the bad guy. Can we turn that around? Are you hopeful that we can turn that around? Because in much of America, you still can defend your house, your stuff, and yourself. But places like that in South Side of Chicago, Washington, D.C., you can't.
It's a daunting task, to say the least. I don't know a lot of people out there who feel like, no, we really can't turn around, but I disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because the medium of information exchange has changed. And the beautiful thing about it is, and sometimes the worst thing about it is, it's you can't really control it unless you just shut down the internet.
Yeah.
And there are attempts being made to stifle the voices of people in the two-way community who are using their platforms to educate people on the matter. And, you know, we continue to push forward, but even yet, still, our message is getting out there. Otherwise, if we were still talking about legacy media type aspects of things, if we still lived in that world, then no, I would say no, there's no hope because they literally can shut us out. Legacy media largely ignores me because there's really no way to attack me. And so what they do, what they try to attack me and realize all they did was push my message even further and people got to hear it. And so what they do now is they largely ignore me or try to ignore me. Or if they find an angle where they think they can attack me, then they'll do it and then realize, oh, crap, we fell into the trap again. With the way that the internet is now, with the way that things can go viral, I can put up a post now on Instagram, and then within from my phone, I can literally reach millions of people.
Right.
In one wide swath. And so it's hard to really control that. And even though they do try to limit my reach artificially, I'm still getting to people because then people will see somebody who does see it, who they're not limiting, will then repost it and then so forth and so on.
Absolutely.
It creates a wide net and people, the biggest or the best defense against gun control or insidious gun control is information. The more information people have, the better they understand how the gun works in our life and how it's a positive and not a negative. And so as long as we can continue to get that information out there to people, then they'll start voting a certain kind of way or putting pressure on the representatives to actually start pushing a different type of agenda that's more advantageous to the people in those communities.
I could not agree more. Keep up the amazing work, my man. It's Colion Noir. His show is on NRA TV, nratv.com. Go check out all the shows. The latest one is season 7, episode 9 in Albany, New York. Just great stuff. Really glad to talk to you, Colion. Let's talk again very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
On Monday, guy writes me on the Twitters. He says, you know, I hated your parodies, but they're getting better and better. Laughed out loud today. Carrie, I'm telling you, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
Peter and Barb in Delray Beach say, play it again, dedicated to Broward. Well, I did that. We did it twice. I don't know that I'll play it again, to be honest with you, but there's a lot of outcry. It's a lot of outcry. It is 888-941-PAG. So just so that we're up on what's going on. Arizona, basically that's done, right? They're giving that to Sinema?
Yes,
basically,
I believe
that's
so.
Gone. Yeah, screw it. We found a bunch of votes, and they all went to her, so she can just have it. Mm-hmm. The governor will probably appoint McSally in January because the guy who's taking John McCain's place, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Can't think of the He's a former, and there are people in Arizona yelling at me right now. We're live in Arizona, yelling at me right now, saying the guy's name. I cannot think of it. It's like one syllable. I can't think of it.
John
and
Kyle.
It's not Flake. It's somebody else. Kyle. Right. Kyle. John Kyle. So thank you. Kyle is going to be done. He's just filling the spot until the governor appoints somebody. The governor will appoint McSally. So she's still going to become a senator, I believe. He hasn't told me he's going to do this, but I believe that's the way it's going to go down. Having said that, to me, it's startling that we'll just accept this. Yeah, we'll just accept it. We'll give it to Sinema. That's fine. She hates Arizona, thinks you're a bunch of meth addicts, but for some reason, the majority of Arizonans voted for her. Give me a break. That's the first thing. Second thing is, Gillum is challenging DeSantis, who easily beat him. Well, not easily. It was pretty tight. Sickening that over 4 million people would vote for a socialist. But he beat him, and every vote they're finding is helping out Gillum. Then you've got Nelson, who was handily beaten by Rick Scott. Every vote they find is for Nelson. And now in Georgia, Abrams, who is a stone-cold socialist, she suddenly thinks that she has a chance now to win the race in Georgia. Do we know the latest on Georgia for governor?
Let me check.
Because, I mean, the new governor is like doing his transition. He's ready to go. And now suddenly Abrams thinks that she still has a chance. And this is the game the Democrats are going to play, even though they pretended like it was disgusting that Trump would ever question the outcome of an election. That's all they've done since. Let me know in a second. Let me tell you in the meantime about Super Beats. Super Beats is a great product. Super Beats is going to help you out with getting your nitrogen, your oxygen bonded together to make nitric oxide. It's a miracle molecule that your body makes naturally. It fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help making nitric oxide. Make less and less of it as we get older. So our blood flow isn't where it should be. Our circulation isn't where it should be. Our cardiovascular health and our blood pressure is not where it needs to be. So Human, that's the company. Harness the power of nutrient-enriched beets. They created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body like Super Beets. Take it in the morning, put it in a drink, fruit juice, your protein shake, and get that boost. Real healthy, natural energy. 800-516-8389. JoeLovesBeats.com. Find out about a free 30-day supply and also find out about getting free shipping with your first purchase. 800-516-8389 or JoeLovesBeats.com. Do it right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you in Wichita. Sean, you got a minute. Make it happen. Make it count.
Okay, Joe. Thanks for taking my call and good tidings to your co-host.
Thank you.
The Democrats tried to steal Florida once before in 2000.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to succeed this time. Maybe they will. I don't know. The important thing to remember is that they're only going to have the House for 2 years. Let's see what happens over the next 2 years. And I'll bet you the Republicans will be back in charge.
It's an interesting take, but none of these races are about the House.
Well, I know that. I know that. But
because of this, Republicans will rise up, you think?
Yeah, I think they will. Because the Senate, even if the Republicans are going to hang on to it, it's going to be by such a small majority.
Gotta let it go there, Sean. I appreciate you, brother. Really do. Gotta go on TV. Back tomorrow. We continue on radio. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. It's the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. Mo to the Town Monday. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
You believe it's Thanksgiving next week?
I cannot believe it. Next week. I can't.
I don't understand.
It's going by so fast.
I don't get it.
I know. I know.
I don't. I'm not. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
With the. It.
Yep.
So what happened in 2018?
It's almost gone, dude.
I'm confused.
I'm telling you. Snap our fingers. What happens? Goes so fast.
It's like, Happy New Year. And then today's, it's the middle of November.
I know.
And it's, what is it, 48 out now? 45? What's the temperature now?
I don't know. Let me check.
It's like warmer in Alaska now or something. Maybe not Alaska. You're probably listening there like, no, it's not. Got a lot to get to. Looks like the Democrats have their front runner for 2020.
It's 44.
We'll talk about how, what is it?
44 in San Antonio.
Wow, Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Burr. Anyway, that's what we have for you, which is always nice. The Democrat, I mean, I guess there are former advisors to Hillary Clinton that have something to say. Carrie's got that full story for you coming up in just a moment. We've got plenty that we want to get to, plenty that we want to talk about. When it comes to Broward County, you heard about this, right? 1958 got to register to vote.
I did hear about that, yeah.
He did admit to killing everybody, right?
Yes.
So, because I had somebody contact me, although you're being disingenuous, Pags, when you say he shouldn't get the right to vote, because he's, and that's exactly how this doofus speaks, even though I just saw him write something on Twitter, because we believe in due process. I thought conservatives believe due process. Yeah, when you admit that you did it, there's your due process.
Yeah.
What more process do you need? Yeah, but he's still going to stay in trial, and he's still going to this and that. But he said he did it. I don't want to hand a murderer, somebody who says he killed 17 people because he felt like it, I don't want to hand him the right to vote. You know, maybe I'm the crazy one here. But that story is out there. Also, a high-ranking Facebook executive out of a job because he dared support a certain candidate. Before we get there, let's talk about... We got to talk about Hillary Clinton because she's like the guest that won't leave. You know, the party's over. Party's been over for like 20 years now, Hill. Feel free to get your ass out of here. Why are you still in the public eye? If you can, give us this story, please. I want to hear people's reaction to this. 888-941-PAGS. Go ahead.
From Politico, two-time Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will mount a third bid for the White House. Longtime Clinton advisor Mark Penn wrote an op-ed published Sunday by the Wall Street Journal predicting that the former First Lady and Secretary of State is readying a Hillary 4.0 campaign for 2020. In the Journal op-ed, Penn, an advisor and pollster to the Clintons from 1995 through 2008, and former New York City politician Andrew Stein wrote that in a 2020 run, Clinton would reinvent herself as a liberal firebrand. The twice-failed presidential candidate would not let a little thing like two stunning defeats stand in the way of her claim to the White House, they wrote. Although she has routinely shot down talk of a 2020 run, Clinton said in an interview earlier this month that, quote, I'd like to be president, after answering no when asked whether she wanted to run for president again. Another longtime Clinton aide, Philippe Rhines, told Politico last month that he thought it was odd Clinton's name wasn't in the mix of potential 2020 contenders. Though he said more recently he couldn't think of a Democrat who would be able to successfully challenge President Donald Trump. Clinton's surprise loss to President Donald Trump in 2016 sent shockwaves through the Democratic Party. But Penn and Stein write that 2 years of hand-wringing and reflection, as well as some denial on Clinton's part, will strengthen Clinton and put her in the best position to take Trump on again.
Seriously, is she delusional? Carrie, I don't get it.
No.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, twice. How many times should you keep going back?
As a conservative guy, though, should I want her to? Because, I mean, she showed she couldn't bullet in last time, but I guess they could cheat like they're trying to do in Florida or something. But I don't understand. I really don't. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I know that you won't because you're a bunch of wusses, but I'd love to hear from Democrats or liberals. Do you want this woman to be your candidate again? Is she the right person? I mean, there are people on my side of the aisle who are chomping at the bit, although the original saying was champing at the bit. It really was. But they're chomping at the bit. They would love to have her show up and try to be part of this again because of all the scandals that come with the name Clinton. Sexual assault scandals, Uranium One scandals, the dossier scandal, Benghazi scandal. I mean, it should be, but then again, you see what's going on in Broward County. It should be easy to beat Hillary Clinton. She, A, doesn't have the stamina to go in and campaign. B, is completely disingenuous and fake. C, the scandals I just mentioned, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But, I mean, after what she did to the DNC in 2016, why would they ever want her to represent them again? And again, I'm not a Democrat, so maybe I don't understand the thought process here. But I'd love to be filled in. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Is she really the right person to be the leader of the Democrat Party? Because right now, one would have to assume, because he was the guy that went out there and campaigned as much as he did, that Barack Obama, the former president, is the leader of the Democratic Party. I don't know who the front runner is other than you hear Joe Biden, maybe. You hear Hillary Clinton. I mean, I guess those people are the leaders. It can't be Ocasio-Cortez because she's really just not smart. I don't think they want her to be the one out there answering the things, because anytime she's asked the question, her answers are just ridiculous. So do we, and I'll ask my conservative and Republican friends listening who are not afraid and who will call in. I mean, do we want her to be the candidate? Is that what we want? I mean, the old saying is, careful what you wish for, you might get it. But does she have a chance of beating the current president, who has done a masterful job with the economy, with her standing in the world, with helping the military out? I mean, things are really going great in this country now and for Americans. Does Hillary Clinton have a chance? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Richard, what's going on?
Yo.
Come on, Richard, you're on. Let's go.
It's Waterboy. I called you once before. You remember me from Fort Lauderdale?
I do not remember Waterboy, but I'll listen. I'll call you Richard if you don't mind.
That's fine. Hey, so we're talking about these elections, the counting of the ballots over here in Broward County.
Yeah.
You know, we have the sheriff down there now, right?
The sheriff is not a good guy. I don't like the sheriff, Israel.
Well, not him personally, but he's got deputy officers down there. I guess they're supposed to watch to see if there's something that doesn't look right.
I support and believe in the deputies more than I do the sheriff. I'll tell you that much. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I do. But I don't know how they're going to see anything fraudulent. All I know is I casted my vote here in Broward. I'm kind of wondering what happened to it.
Well, that's a good question. It's actually a valid question. If you live in Broward County, how do you know that your vote is being counted, or it's not being watered down by some fake vote that they're finding in the back of a rental car?
Or there's a lady that moved to another state, got a ballot in the mail. How is that supposed to be? Well, she can mail that in, and they're finding boxes of ballots. I wonder if those are Democratic or Republican ballots. You know, I wonder about all this thing. Do you think, in your opinion, though, that there is some kind of fraud going on?
I think that either there is massive incompetence, which I wouldn't doubt, because this this SOE, the supervisor of elections, seems like an idiot, or she's corrupt. Yeah, Snipes is either an idiot or she's corrupt.
She did it in 16 also.
Okay, I know that she did it in 16. She got in big trouble for it, but she's still the SOE. So either there's massive incompetence and she's inept, or there is corruption. One of the two is happening, because you have to have the vote count by now. The fact that you don't shows, at the very least, incompetence.
And they have not started the recount, because they're waiting for new machines to come in tonight, and they're supposed to start the recount tomorrow, which I hear they have to deliver all these counts by Thursday. So good luck. You know, I don't know how they're going to pull this off, and how legitimate and how they're going to account for the votes is really a mystery to me. Now, does Governor Scott, is he in a conflict of interest position right here?
Yes.
He can't.
He can. He can, but doing it now would be too late. As Laura Loomer said earlier, and Richard, I appreciate you. Thank you, brother. As Laura Loomer said earlier, he should have done it 2 years ago. When she screwed up after 2016, you let her go. You remove her. You get rid of her. When the judge makes that ruling, you have every opportunity to dump her. They didn't, for some reason. They didn't. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. It is a Motown Monday. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. And I ask a simple question. If you're a Democrat, do you want Hillary Clinton to be your nominee again in 2020? If you're a Republican, do you want to see that? Because it would be easy, in your opinion, for Hillary Clinton to be defeated again by the current president. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to Line 3. It's Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, how are you today, Joe?
Living the dream, Bob. What's happening?
Ah, not too much. Happy Veterans Day to all. Listen, my thing is this. I'm as conservative and as far right as you can get, and I love Donald Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. They just proved in the last election, it doesn't matter who they put up for a candidate. They'll vote for anybody. The stupidity I mean, just think of the people that voted for Gillum. I mean, what this guy stands for. It just tells you that it doesn't matter who the candidate is. They'll vote for anybody. They're hypocrites. They can lie. Remember Menendez up in New Jersey? He's been, yeah. You know, this corruption, and he was they don't really care. They don't know. When they voted for Obamacare, they said, I forget who the guy was. He said, we're relying on the stupidity of America to get this through.
Yeah, his name was Jonathan Gruber. He's the guy who was the architect of Obamacare,
yeah.
Right?
And that's exactly the same thing with this. They rely on the stupidity. They keep them uneducated. I wish I had time to tell you about a conversation I had with a Mexican woman the other day from Mexico. She's a doctor person, a lovely woman. I love her. She's as American as apple pie, and she just but she can't vote for Donald Trump, and she gave me all these reasons why, and it's sad. It's really, really sad. They don't know.
Well, if she's a DACA person, she can't vote anyway.
Right. No, right. But what I'm saying, though, is she could, though. She said she would. And I said, but why? I said, the Democrats said they wanted to give you 800,000. They wanted 800,000 DACA people to get amnesty. And Donald Trump said, no, I'm going to give you 1.8 million. And they said no because of the wall attack.
Right.
Said, I didn't know that.
Right.
They just keep them uneducated. They just don't know. It doesn't matter Hillary. It doesn't matter who they put up there. They're just clueless. They're indoctrinated and they're brainwashed to believe a certain way, and it's really...
Well, no, I agree with you, but you have to understand, Hillary Clinton was such a bad candidate, that really gave Donald Trump the chance to win in 2016. So,
right.
I mean, you're right. There is a block, and it's a big one. It's a large block of Democratic voters that'll vote for anybody who has a D under their name. They don't know what they're about. They haven't looked into them. They have no clue if they're socialists or not. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, there was such a negativity attached to her that I think that it was a perfect storm for Donald Trump to win. So as a conservative, do I want her to run again? I don't know. Maybe. It sounds like another win to me. But as a Democrat, would you really want this person to represent you and your party again?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't, before it mattered, I think now they went past this, they went over this hill now where it doesn't matter. They just don't want a Republican there. They don't want a Donald Trump in there. And it does, they'll forgive Hillary. They don't anymore. They will vote for her next time. I don't care who it is. Elizabeth Warren won with 67% of the vote. And look what she is. I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's nuts. And Massachusetts needs to get that right. I appreciate you, Bob. Thank you. Open line now at 888-941-PAGS. They have to do something about Elizabeth Warren and how it is that she's not charismatic. I mean, she's pretty smart, but she's not charismatic. I would say she's not overtly young and like superstar attractive. I'm not calling her ugly or anything, but I mean, she's not a Barack Obama. Everybody thought he was a superstar. Yeah, that's not what she brings to the table. So what is it that you're voting for? Is it just the D? And yeah, I'm talking directly to you in Boston and the surrounding areas who are listening to me right now live on WRKO. What exactly is it that made you vote for Elizabeth Warren? It's the same block of people that would vote for Hillary Clinton, a horrific candidate. Elizabeth Warren documented to not really care about Massachusetts and is only looking at a national level, is only looking at, what will help to advance her hopes, dreams, and desires nationally. So what is it about her that makes you say, yeah, but I got to vote for Elizabeth Warren. I really have to vote for her. I don't understand it. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Carrie, you've got something on McSally?
I do. This is from ABC News. Arizona Senate candidate Martha McSally has just conceded the race to Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. In a video posted on her Twitter page, McSally wished Sinema all success in her new role in Congress and said she is grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. Now, the race for the open seat, which was vacated by Republican Jeff Flake, was seen as vital in determining the control of the Senate. Republicans hope to hold on to Flake's seat by nominating McSally, who served as the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, but faced a strong challenge from Sinema, who regularly held a slight edge in national polls leading up to Election Day. Regardless of the tight nature of the race and the party power implications that came with it, the outcome was bound to be historic, as the leading candidates were both women in a state that's never had a female U.S. senator before. That said, both McSally and Sinema are current members of Congress, representing an urban and a border district, respectively. Republicans were not subtle in their desire to hold on to the seat, with a string of high-profile party members, including President Donald Trump, former President George W. Bush, former Governor Mitt Romney, Donald Trump Jr., and Senator Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, and John Kyle campaigning on behalf of McSally. McSally closed out her campaign at a Republican Election Eve rally in Prescott Monday, where the late Senator John McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, made a rare public appearance. And though she didn't directly endorse McSally, she did call on Arizonans to work together, win or lose.
Crazy. It's crazy to me. And there it is. Here's a state that had both McCain and Flake, both moderate Republicans. Let's not be crazy about this, but certainly McSally is more like them than Sinema is. I can't imagine electing somebody who made fun of my state, made fun of the people in my state. And there it is. She's now the winner. Now, I do think that McSally has another shot and might, in fact, be going to the Senate. Carrie, anything on that you've seen in the wires or any of the stories that you've seen about the potential for the governor now to appoint McSally?
I have not. I haven't seen anything like that lately.
I mean, for me, that would make good sense, but you're going to have a split from Arizona, whereas you've had two Republican senators for a long time. I don't get it, Arizona. You're listening to me live. Fill me in, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Right back at it. It's going to be Bob in Oklahoma. Bob, 1 minute. Do it.
The Hillary announcement for president, I think for her, since she's still on the hook for a lot of felonious allegations, the Clinton Foundation scam, the FISA applications, the dossier that she funded,
yeah,
a lot of wrongdoing. So this is her insurance policy, so that the Department of, if Trump Department of Justice levies any charges against her, she'll just claim it's just to get rid of the competition for the presidential election.
Well, it's an interesting take. I mean, she hasn't announced. This is some advisor or some person who's worked with her in the past saying, I feel confident. You're crazy to think that she's not going to run again. I think that the president, and again, I'm critical when need be. I think that him announcing that that he's not going to go after the Clintons after he won was probably an announcement he should not have made. You know, with the Mueller investigation uncovering a lot of this dirtiness from the left and from Clinton-connected people, if not from Clinton herself, you should pursue that. That should be pursued. I mean, that's not really that difficult. Should go after her. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Carrie, I don't think I'm going to play it again. I think people want me
really?
To. I'm going to play it again.
All right. Good for you.
Still have a half an hour, though. We'll see. Keep it here.
Joe PAGS.
Hey, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. Kristen Sinema named the winner in Arizona. Hey, congratulations, Arizona. You got somebody who hates you guys who's going to represent you in the United States Senate. Good job. Way to go. Declared, hold on a second. I got to do a tweet on this. Declared the winner in a state that's people, Carrie, people love when I do this live.
Shouldn't you have done this though during the break?
RSA, you know, I'm busy during the break trying to entertain
show.
The people.
Got to do a little show.
Well, what did you do during the break? Just wondering.
I was talking about the show to Polo.
Oh, what were you guys saying? Great show today.
Yeah.
Fill us in. Let's hear it. Just recreate the conversation.
It was a really good show. Joe was on point, as always. He totally agreed
oh,
with me.
Oh, no. You're such a liar. Now I know you're
no,
lying.
No,
all right, so I did get a Facebook message from somebody.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure did.
Who?
What's that?
Well, who did you get the Facebook message from?
Well, I'll tell you this. He called me Broseph.
My husband sent you a Facebook what? Message?
He may have,
and
because he heard you lying.
And I know, and
heard
then
you
I
lying on the radio.
I corrected it. I didn't have to, but I did because I'm an honest person. So what did he say?
Broseph loved the parody,
hmm.
And I wrote back. I did. I wrote back.
And what did you tell my husband?
What's that?
And what did you tell my husband?
I'm busy writing something,
dude. Tell me. I still can't believe you liked it. Because usually we're kind of on the same, usually on the same team, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, sometimes he does something wise. What?
He did when he married me. That was the first wise decision.
I'm not denying that. Why are you pretending like I didn't say that?
Uh-huh. I know you.
I got an update from the house, by the way. Gia is having a great birthday.
Awesome. That's great.
I just saw your reaction on camera. You got your hands out. You're yelling. I'm telling you, you're very defensive right now.
What are you talking about? No. What? How did you respond when he said he liked your parody?
I said, I'm sorry about your wife.
Wow.
No, what I said was your wife represented that you didn't like it, so thank you.
And I
apologize again for the situation
said
he's
I
in.
Oh, my gosh. There is no apology
what?
Needed. He's got
what are you talking
good.
About?
He's got it good. Don't you worry about it.
Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, Cinema has been announced. The tweet that I sent out is, Kristen Cinema has been announced the winner in Arizona, a state that's had two Republican senators for years. Now she'll represent a state that she compared the people to meth addicts. I just think that's intelligent. Mm. Because that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, that's exactly what you would expect in that state, right? Just idiotic. So Stan Lee passed away. I hate hearing that. 95 years old, huh?
I know. Yeah, he passed away this morning. Very sad.
So, Polo, I mean, that's a big hit for you. I mean, you're a big Marvel guy, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, like you said, he was 95. You know, I mean, he led a really interesting life. And
I just watched, like, Ant-Man or something the other day. There he was. He did another cameo. He's in every one.
Well, he was.
Well, right. I mean, he won't be now, but I'm guessing that they produced some other ones. But, you know, you look at him, it's not like you're thinking, wow, he's going to die soon. I mean, he always seemed pretty vibrant to me.
Yeah. I just know that recently they had shown him, and I think he was dealing with pneumonia and some other stuff. So it, you know, kind of seemed like it was coming.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about his passing. What a great mind. I mean, without him, we don't have all these, you know, these great superheroes. And just really his life's work is unsurpassable, I would think. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I'm dying to know if people will, in fact, vote for Hillary Clinton, or if you're on the right, if you think Hillary Clinton running again is a great thing because it makes it easier for the president to win re-election. People also calling in about McSally. We'll take those calls, too, at 888-941-PAGS. Line one's going to be Ted in Tucson. Ted, what's going on?
What's up, Joe? Thanks for taking my call.
Talk to me, bro. Hey, good news. You're going to have Cinema, who thinks you're a meth addict. She's going to be representing you. That's awesome.
Dude, how does that happen? I don't know. Actually, I'm down the middle on a lot of issues between Democratic and Republican. Some things I agree more Republican with. Some I agree with Democrat. But definitely didn't want Cinema in there.
Well, now, you voted for Clinton, though, in 2016. Talk to me about that. You want her back?
Absolutely not. That was when I voted for her in 2016, I originally wanted to I was a Bernie Sanders follower, actually. But, he didn't get in, so it was just a lesser of two evils on that. I didn't want Trump for sure, and I didn't really want Clinton either. But, you know, like I said, less of two evils. So, but I definitely don't want to see her again.
Well, if you're a Bernie voter, then it would make sense that you would go for Clinton. But, I mean, if she's representing the Democrat Party, which clearly you align with, you're going to vote Trump instead, or will you just not vote?
I probably just won't vote if she's running again. I'm hoping to see, like, some new faces over there, but, I don't know.
Well, if you're a Bernie and a Clinton voter, why don't you want McSally? You kind of do, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know. But as far as like the presidency goes, like I said, I'm most of my like train of thought runs with like Democratic, but like there are some things where I agree with Republicans on, and I don't know, Trump just wasn't like the right pick for me, but definitely didn't want to see Clinton again in there for sure.
Well, if I may ask, and last question, Ted, I appreciate you at least having the wherewithal to call in and say I'm a Democrat voter. I appreciate that. What is the one issue that pushes you more Democrat than Republican? Normally, there's like one issue that pushes people over the top. Like, I'm aligned with almost everything conservatives believe in. I'm a conservative, values-oriented guy. I'm not even a Republican. I'm a conservative. So you're a guy, yeah, though, who I mean, you pretty much said you kind of straddle the fence. What is the issue that pushes you to the left?
The issue that pushes me to the left, it's a lot of the things on, like, abortion and climate change and, yeah, like, things like that. I don't consider myself like religious at all. I'm an atheist.
Sure.
And like just a lot of issues like that. So like a lot of the stances that Republicans have against like those three things, which are big things for me.
Yeah.
I can't like side with, you know.
Well, I mean, abortion isn't about religion. Abortion is about whether you want to kill the unborn child or not. I mean, you think that's a religious issue?
No. I don't think that's a religious, yeah, issue. I'm just saying the woman should have, you know, I'm pro-choice. So,
right,
you know, leave it up to the carrier, basically.
I hear you. You and I completely disagree on that, as you probably could figure out. But I do appreciate you calling in. And being somebody on the left calling a show like mine, I mean, I do respect the guy for that. The abortion issue, I don't see that as a religious issue at all. I see that as either you believe it's a human being or you don't. And if you do, killing it is killing it. But I do appreciate you calling in. I mean, it does take some guts. Let me go back at it and say hello to Tim in Tucson. Tim, talk to me about McSally in cinema. How did this happen?
Hey, thanks, Joe, for taking my call.
You bet.
First of all, just to let you know, I'm an independent, and I did vote for Hillary, but only because I work all the time and been listening to music. During the Republican debates, I started listening to you and other shows like you, and starting to get informed on exactly what was going on.
Cool.
Unfortunately, I voted early before I really knew what was going on. Since then, I would not have voted for Hillary. I voted right after they'd come out with that video on Trump talking about women and,
right,
you know, feeling certain part, grabbing certain part. And I just, it disgusted me. And I'm, right, like, man, I can't vote for this guy.
Right.
But since then, during this time and what he's done, and what he stands for, I don't necessarily agree how he does things,
yeah,
but the issues are what are important to me. And as far as this election, to me, it was about supporting Trump and his policies and putting people in there that would support him and help him accomplish this. I think from what I can tell, talking to people and seeing what happened on the news and so forth, it was about a couple of things. First of all, the medical issues with getting rid of Medicare and also pre-existing conditions.
That's not happening, though. But that was a Democrat lie. It's not happening.
That's exactly right. And, yeah, that's won over a lot of voters just because
So you think a lot of people in Arizona believe that the Republicans are trying to get rid of pre-existing conditions or not?
That's what they were saying. I don't believe that, but that's what the commercials were saying. I heard McSally on the radio. She was saying that's an outright lie. But I think they convinced a lot of people. We have a lot of retirement people here, older, and they're really afraid of my mother and father-in-law were afraid that they were going to take away their Medicare. You know, I think it's just a matter of being misinformed. The other thing is, I think a lot of people that voted for the other party, the Democrat Party, voted strictly Democrat, not really knowing what they're going to get. This is a state that has voted in Raul Grijalva time after time after time, and it just, I do not understand it. Here's a man who called for boycotts on Arizona businesses when that law that the governor put in 10-20 or something, yeah, like that.
But before I let you go, let me ask you a question. Do you really believe that the Governor Ducey could get 200,000 or 300,000 more votes than McSally? Does that make sense to you that people would actually go in? Are people in Arizona so independent that they would vote for Sinema at the same time they vote for Ducey? I don't see somebody wanting a Republican governor but a Democrat senator. I don't get that.
That's what I don't understand myself. And I think, I don't know how they're calculating these votes and getting all these extra votes. I think it's something like what's going on in Florida myself, but I don't have any facts. I just don't understand it. It's just ridiculous.
It is. I appreciate the perspective. I've got a lot of people calling you from Arizona. They want to be heard. Carrie, they want to be heard.
I bet they do. Good.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I guess I still have you. I dropped the wrong guy. There you go. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I just hung up on you. Feel free to call back. Because
wow,
we're good
so
like that.
Rude. So rude.
Well, why don't you answer the phone from now on? Why don't you take a phone call?
I can't.
Call?
I'm very busy over here.
I was going to say, I'll take the next call. You can handle it. I'll take the next guy. You can handle the whole call.
No. You go ahead.
Because you miss Smarty Pants until it's time to actually do it.
Show. You should do it.
Mario, let me just say it again, what I wrote you in the notes. Sorry.
Stop it's apologizing.
I'm just saying I'm sorry, guys. I haven't seen a guy in a while. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Motown Monday, let's go. Love Barack Obama.
Within equal opportunity, we're all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
I like this.
I love Barack Obama. I love Barack Obama. Just gotta do a little something there. Please, for those who didn't know the reference, on American Idol, when Barack Obama was elected president originally or was reelected or something, Stevie Wonder was on there doing some classic Stevie Wonder song in the middle of it. He goes, I love Barack Obama. Come on, man.
Felt the need.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? Why? Just sing the damn song. What's the matter with you? So we have that for us, which is nice. Carrie will have a prime example of leftist logic in a moment. We'll have that for you in a second. Also, it turns out, Sam, has the entirety of the state of Arizona called my show?
Yes, I think they have.
I mean, let me say this, Arizona. I love you right back. Tell the station how much you love the show. I mean, I mentioned Arizona, Carrie. The phones went nuts.
Really? Good. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We're not playing around. All right, it's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Keep in mind, if you're losing that energy, that extra pep in your step that you used to, why not try Super Beats? Our bodies make something natural. It's called nitric oxide. It's called the miracle molecule by a lot of people. It will help your circulation. It helps to make sure your blood flow is what it needs to be. It helps your energy level. It actually helps to keep an eye on and monitor your blood pressure. This is all about your cardiovascular system. And if you're not producing as much nitric oxide as you get older, that's normal, but you're losing your energy, losing your stamina. Why not boost that naturally with Super Beets? Super Beets is made by human. They've harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of the company is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. So just a teaspoon in the morning of Super Beets, you're going to love it. Going to get great energy. 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping, too, with your first purchase. It's 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeats.com right now. All right, Carrie, if you will, before we run out of time, give me that story, which really does show us what the left is all about.
From the blaze, a story in the Washington Post on Tuesday claimed that climate change drove the thousands of Hondurans in the migrant caravan headed for the U.S. from their countries. Quote, a caravan with thousands of migrants has been making its way through Mexico after setting out 3 weeks ago from Honduras, which holds the distinction of being one of the world's most vulnerable countries to the effects of climate change, the op-ed's author wrote. On Thursday's radio program, Glenn Beck marveled at the media's ability to combine two hotbed leftist issues, migrant caravans and climate change, into one, quote, Trump-swamping blue wave of progressive outrage. Glenn pointed out that exit polling from Tuesday's midterm elections indicated immigration was the second most important issue to voters behind health care. Though the election is over, the caravan is not turning back, he noted. Confrontation at the border is inevitable, which means more chances for the left to demonize the president. If you've been wondering exactly why such a large migrant caravan is headed our way in the first place, assuming for a moment that it's not just a political stunt, a story in the Washington Post has finally solved the mystery, Glenn continued. You want to know why? It's climate change. Of course it's climate change. How did we not see this?
So, this is the delusion of the left in America today. This is the delusion. Climate change is what's forcing people to leave Honduras, El Salvador, and what, Nicaragua? Or is it Guatemala? To come here. That it's the change in the climate. Because if they come here, the climate won't be as mean to them. So are we to, if it's climate change, Carrie, are we to believe that we have solved the problem of climate change here in America?
I don't know. They're talking
about coming
that.
Here. Have you heard anybody on this caravan while being interviewed say we're running away from the climate?
I have not.
The problem is the Washington Post and these other left-wing idiotic outlets know that there is a percentage, and it's a growing percentage of people that will just believe their crap no matter what it is they say. And that's what makes me nuts. Pop culture. Bap! Dirty pop. I pull to make it happen.
All right, so did you watch SNL this past weekend?
No, I haven't watched it in years.
Okay, so comedian Pete Davidson, the one who got in trouble for making fun of Dan Crenshaw, the Republican politician.
Right.
They had Dan Crenshaw on the show, and he apologized to him in person for the joke that he said the week before. So
I've heard that Crenshaw then roasted him.
Yeah, he did. I think his phone went off, and I think it had like it might have been one of Ariana Grande's like songs or whatever. Did. So
yes, that's what I hear. Yeah, that's pretty good. Funny. We're gonna have Dan Crenshaw on this week. He's the guy replacing Ted Poe out in the Houston area. We'll have him on this week. Make sure you stick around for the Joe Pags Show. Gotta go for Carrie, for Polo, for Sam. It is your boy Joe Pags. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.